Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go. Here we go. Ah, yeah, yeah, I had a little bit of a man crush going on there. What a nice guy. Isn't it funny? I was so nervous because you watch those early My Life Story videos and stuff. There's a real arrogance and a cockiness. And you're always thinking, I wonder what that's going to be like in real life. And I would say 99 times out of 100, you are confronted with a very softly spoken, very gentle soul. And that's exactly what we got there. That's Jake Shillingford, My Life Story. The new album is an absolute joy. MyLifeStory.band. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
How are you? Is it me you're looking for? I just got to see your ass.
My what?
Your eyes. I just got to see your nose. And I gotta say, God only knows. Oh, he's done some doodles. Ooh, we're selling that. Wasn't he lovely?
Yeah.
Wasn't he lovely? I was just saying, you're never quite sure. The first few albums are so cocky and so arrogant and so wonderful. Yeah, you got a problem?
I don't think he was on camera.
Was he on camera there, James? Was he on camera? He was on camera.
All right, cool.
He was on camera. And I'm always slightly... Same with Luke Haynes. Luke Haynes' books made me laugh and terrified
but
me.
But also, yeah, you were terrified that he wouldn't like you
or
that you wouldn't, I don't know, that you wouldn't gel or whatever, but...
He was absolutely delightful.
They had a really good time.
Oh, good. I'm so pleased. Hey, we've got some good news, right? So the transcript book that we've been working on for ages, we finally put it up for sale. This is an idea. Sorry, we haven't been on for 2 days and we're doing a really quite a niche hard work show. This is not fun for a lot of people who've never listened before. Do you know what? Tough. So we've put out this book. We've been working on this book for a long time of transcripts from this show. Nigel, I will come to you in a second, I promise. And this all came about because someone complained to Ofcom because I called someone a sex offender. Someone invited me around to the house for tea.
Oh, no, you sound like a sex offender.
Someone complained to Ofcom. Wasn't upheld. They never are. But we got sent the transcript, or the complaint was put onto a public website, and the transcript of that was put as part of the complaint. And me and Kath read it off air because we're sensible like that. Or maybe we did it on air actually, and we just were rolling about the floor laughing. You take this conversation out of context, out of the studio, and you read it. It is funny, and so we thought, I wonder if we could do a whole book of this nonsense. And some of you, loads of you actually, very, very kindly said, okay, we'll take a bit of my headphones feeding back, is that, oh, okay, we'll take a favorite phone in, we'll take a favorite call and we'll transcribe it for you. And that you did, thank you. Some of them needed a bit of editing, which Catherine did, thank you. Then I kind of put it all together as a book and on Lulu, this website lulu.com, and formatted it, and la la la. It's on sale today. Went on sale at 3 o'clock. I need to just... I don't think it's quite in the Lulu algorithms yet. I'm going to just go... If I go to lulu.com and search, I don't think it quite shows up. Let me have a look. I'm going to type in the late night alternative and let's see if it shows up. in the algorithms yet. Lulu is searching. Oh, boom! There you go. It's the first one that comes up. The late night alternative, right? You type that in to lulu.com. It comes up, okay? It's selling for $12.99 plus postage. I think of that $12.99, Lulu take most of it. And I think we get, it's something like £5.79 or £5.99. I'll double check later. Profit, right? So we get, for every book that is sold, we get £5.79 profit.
Except we don't get it.
Where's it going?
Samaritans.
Saved my life several times. We've talked about them a lot. And I know a lot of you have benefited from the Samaritans. So every penny that we make, we're going to give to the Samaritans. Now, this means it's probably going to, we've spent a few quid already getting stuff formatted. I don't think there's like a tax. I think I've got to pay tax on that money that I that the book, because it's going to go into my bank account. So I'll pay tax on it. I'm happy to take that hit. Right. Went on sale at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We've sold 112 copies.
What?
£650.50 for the Samaritans already.
Now we thought we'd be pushing it to get 100.
I thought over like a few weeks we'd sell 100 and that would be it. We've sold 112 in like 8 hours. 113 now. I can see it going up in live time. That is amazing. Genuinely, it's not me being, oh guys, that's I'm genuinely, but that's £656.88. We're going to make a grand easy for the Samaritans, I think. It's a really nice book. It's something like 270 pages. We are absolutely thrilled with how it looks. Thank you, everyone that sent one in. If your piece is in the book, you get a name check. Your name is under it. It's incredible. If you go to lulu.com, late night alternative, you get it there. Now, I think you can buy it from Amazon. I think you can buy it from other places. Here's the thing. Amazon take a much bigger cut. So if you bought it for the same, if you bought it on Amazon, we'd get like £2.50, which is great, and it'll go to the Samaritans, but that's less than half what you get if you buy it from lulu.com. So I really, really appreciate it, lulu.com. We can't do signed copies because I haven't physically got them. The way Lulu works is every time a book is ordered, it prints up a book. That's it. It's not like a big warehouse full of them. Every time a book is ordered, it prints up a book. So we can't sign them. However, if you see us in the street, if you come to one of our live shows, we will sign it for you. Please don't send them into work here because then it gets complicated and they might get lost and blah, 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 blah. But come to one of our live shows. You see us in the street. I'm assuming they're always going to be carrying our book around with them. Come and grab us. We would be thrilled.
They won't be carrying the book around. It'll be under their pillows.
There are some sexy bits actually in there, if that's what you're
thinking.
No,
I didn't mean that. I mean, but you also, know, late night reads.
On a personal level, we got a book out.
Yeah.
On a pure ego level, we got a book out. And it looks wicked.
You haven't even mentioned who's written a little foreword for us.
Oh, God! John Dredge. Dredge, who phones in, has written a foreword for us. And some bloke called Bob Mortimer. He just sent it in.
Some
listener called Bob Mortimer. And Bob Mortimer's written a really lovely foreword about us and about the show. And Bob's in the book. Dredge is in the book. Keith Fast Running's first call is in the book. I'm so thrilled. It looks beautiful. In all honesty, me and Kath have done very, very little compared to what you guys have done in terms of transcribing it. And Kath's done more. I've done nothing. Kath's done a bit and you lot have done a lot. And I really, really appreciate it. And we are still at some point, probably not this year, but at some point we would like to do an evening where people reenact the phone calls, but take them out of a phone-in studio, put them at a bus stop, put them on the Titanic, but, you know, put them somewhere different. Anyway, lulu.com. Type in the late night alternative. It pops up. It's got a green cover. There's a picture of me and Kath sat in my back garden, and it's I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled. And we've already sold 13 more than I was expecting to sell. So I'm thrilled. Over the moon. We might get to a grand for the Samaritans. Let's go to Jane. Good evening, Jane.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm on top of the world, Jane. I'm glad to be working after having two nights off because of Brexit.
Oh, well, that's why I was ringing.
Oh. Continue, Evusive.
I've got
if you
the
play.
Right show, to be fair.
Okay, well, you've got the right show. You've got the best show. You've got the only show in town.
So. But anyhow, it was only just to say, really, that today I've you know, I voted to leave, basically, in 2016 in the election.
Yes.
And I know it's a very sensitive subject.
Very sensitive.
But, I saw Boris Johnson today, and I've been watching the BBC News.
He's a bellend, isn't he?
Yeah. But the thing is, I think he's getting hammered from every angle, to be fair.
Good.
I mean, people are asking him questions, and he's answering the question 5 times, and they're still asking.
But he's not, though, is he? He's not answering the questions.
Well, I think he is.
He's avoiding all of the questions. Did you see that brilliant MP for Slough, place I grew up in, picking him up on his awful, awful, racist language?
You see, I don't think he's racist. I mean, you look.
No, well, you're a white middle-aged. You're a white middle-aged woman. Sure, he wasn't.
I'm not racist, and I don't think he is either.
I didn't say you. Jane, I didn't say you were racist.
That he says.
Yes, I didn't say you were racist. Why would you assume? Why are you've gone to the defence of your own racism?
This is how I believe that this generation is going. You can't say anything about anybody.
What would you like to say that you think you can't say?
Well, I feel that you've just said to me that you thought I was racist.
Didn't say that.
Didn't
say that at all. Here's the problem with people. Here's the problem with people. They don't listen.
What I was saying.
They don't listen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you don't. You're the person that's not listening. What would you like to say about people of other races that you feel you're not allowed to say? Because trust me, you're allowed to say it.
Well, I don't have any. I have friends that are Sikh, Hindu, Muslim people. Very, very close friends of mine and my family. And we don't have an issue with that.
Well, what would you like to... You just said that there's stuff you'd like to say that you're not allowed to say.
No, so, what I was saying was that Boris Johnson is not racist.
How do you know that? He uses racist language.
I know he isn't.
Well, come on now, Jane.
He's
racist... I'm going to give you the evidence.
Jane,
can you do conversation or...
We voted
to leave
4 million people.
Hello?
Voted to leave.
Can you do
conversation?
Yeah, okay. Well, can you do conversation?
Well, can you?
Yes, I can. It's my job. Can you do it?
I can. Go on. I'll let you finish.
Thank you. And maybe you'll respond. I've given you evidence that Boris Johnson is a racist or certainly uses racist language. What evidence have you got that he isn't a racist?
What evidence have you got that he is?
I do not believe
that he is whatsoever.
Pickaninnies.
I think he is trying his very best.
Pickaninnies.
To honour the referendum.
Pickaninnies.
That 17.4 million people voted to leave.
Pickaninnies.
Out the EU.
Pickaninnies.
I'm sorry, I'm not listening to that. Because you're not listening to my...
No, I'm listening. No, you're going off on a tangent. 17.4 million people voted to leave Europe. I've got that, but that's not what we're talking about.
You're talking about something that This is it.
You're not having a conversation. You've asked me for the evidence that he's racist. No, I am. You've asked me for evidence that he's racist. I've given it to you, and you're completely ignoring it.
He's a totally decent guy.
Jane.
And I truly believe that he's trying his best. For our country.
Dear God, you're thick. Jane, listen, please.
You're calling me thick?
Yes, because you're thick. Jane, listen,
I'm thick.
I'm glad we agree about something.
That's a dreadful thing to say about somebody, really, isn't it?
I'm glad we agree about something.
I'm a highly educated person, actually.
I don't believe that for a second. You certainly didn't learn manners.
Well, I do, because you're calling me sick.
Correct. Now, can you address... I've given you evidence that he's used racist language, and
you're sick. Because you're only reading one side of a story.
I'm reading an article that he wrote
I'm not an open-minded person whatsoever.
Oh, I'm more open-minded than you could ever think.
No, you're not.
I love ladies' parts and I love men's parts. That's quite open-minded. I'm reading an article that he wrote where he used the term pickaninnies.
Everybody's choice.
Sorry?
Can't fault you for that.
Okay. Is there a delay on this? Because it's like that the Two Ronnie sketch where you're answering the question before. I'm reading an article that Boris Johnson wrote where he used the derogatory term pickaninnies. That's my evidence that he's used racist language. An article
What about the good things that he's done?
Well, no.
Are you only picking on... We're talking about the other politicians in this country. What about one person?
Yeah, because we're talking about one person, Jane.
We're talking about going to an election.
No, we're talking about
Jesus.
Jane, we're talking about Boris Johnson.
No,
do you not?
So you're singling him out. What do you think? We're talking about Boris Johnson. But you are a bully.
I'm a bully because we're talking. What did you,
you
think?
You are a bully.
Great, okay.
You are a total bully.
Yep, okay.
And you are not.
And you're going to put the phone down, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, fine. We were talking.
You are an absolute. You are totally not listening to anybody else's view.
I'm listening. We were talking about Boris Johnson.
So why shout? Why bull?
Because you're not responding. This is woman insane. Have you been sniffing glue or something?
Boris Johnson is a very decent person.
He's a gentleman. Jesus Christ.
He's a scholar. He's a very educated man.
This is a spoof. He's a gentleman and a scholar.
So what are you going to say now?
I'm going to go back to the point where you denied...
You're going to be derogative about him, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to be derogative. I'll be derogatory.
You are?
I'm not going to be derogative because I don't think...
You are.
It's my derogative. We were talking about whether he'd used racist language or not.
I don't believe he did.
So you don't think Piccaninny is a racist? No, I don't. Can I finish the question?
I don't understand the term, and I've never even used it in my life.
Ah, so you don't...
Would I even think it was derogative?
Because...
You're just picking on something
to bring the man down, aren't you? No, I'm picking on... I'm going to educate you now.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Well, I won't because you've got closed ears.
No, my ears are very open.
Well, then, shall I tell you?
Both sides, to be fair.
Well, it's not though, is it?
Like you.
Because you're saying you don't know what Piccaninny means, but you're not open to the idea it might be. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Well, what does it mean then?
Well, do you really want to know?
Well, yes, I would.
Okay, are you sure? Are you sure that you're going to listen?
Oh, yes, I would absolutely love to know because you seem to know what it means.
Well, I do know what it means. Yes. It's a derogatory term for black people. It often refers to slaves.
Well, that's totally unruly, isn't it?
It's unruly.
That's not acceptable.
So if I was to use the word Piccaninny, which is a derogatory term for black people.
Hang on a minute.
Jane?
So you're now trying to infuse a situation.
Infuse?
It wasn't even there.
Let's just play a little mind game, okay? If I were to refer to my listeners of colour as Piccaninnies...
Well, everybody's unequal.
Okay.
There is no...
Idea what you're talking about now. You're just rambling like a mad woman.
No, there is no... I beg your pardon?
I said you're just rambling like a mad woman.
No, there is no divide in this country. Everybody's accepted in this country.
Okay, well, can I just... Jane, I don't care.
What's your point?
If you let me speak and if you actually respond to the words...
Cause an argument when there isn't one.
Okay, I'm just trying to point out exactly how dumb you are, if you'll let me. If I were to refer to my listeners of colour as Piccaninnies, which is
call me dumb.
If I were to refer,
you called me dumb.
Are you listening on the radio? Because there's a delay going on here.
No, I'm listening to you.
Okay. If I were to refer to my listeners of colour as Piccaninnies, which is a derogatory term for black people and often was used to describe slaves, would you consider that as racist?
In a certain context.
Okay.
But you know something? That is totally unacceptable in this country.
It's unacceptable, isn't it?
What are you on about?
Well, the point is, Boris Johnson wrote an article where he referred to people as Piccaninnies.
Well, I don't believe that he means that. I really don't.
Okay, well, what do you think he meant?
I don't know.
No, but you
I'm
don't.
Not Boris Johnson,
but you. Here's
I
the
don't
thing.
Believe that he meant any
here's the
derogative
thing.
Mark.
Here's there's no such word as derogative.
What about all the Jewish people that have been anti-Semitized through the Labour Party.
I think it's awful. I think it's awful. I think there's a real problem of anti-Semitization in the Labour Party.
You need to bring that up then, don't you?
Well, no, because Jesus Christ, this woman is thick. Jane, we were talking about...
You're calling me thick.
For the fourth time, yeah. We were talking about Boris Johnson.
But you are very abusive, aren't you?
I don't like racists and I don't like people who defend...
I'm very far from thick.
I don't like...
And you think... Are you calling me a racist? That's one thing I'm not.
Well, if you let me finish the sentence, because you know Muslim people...
You'd be very careful what you're saying.
Okay, that's... If I don't like racists, and I don't like people...
Well, don't speak to me like I am one, because I am not.
If you let me finish the sentence, Jane, we might get there in a bit. Do you drive? I don't like racists, and I don't like people who defend racists. Which is what you're doing.
Like, then? Sorry? I'm not defending a racist.
You're defending Boris Johnson.
I'm defending my Prime Minister.
Well, here's the thing.
The Minister of our country.
I don't look up with complete deference to people in power.
Well, that's your opinion.
It is. I question them. And I question their racism.
Well, I question it as well. But you know something? I don't believe he is such a bad person that he's been painted out to be. And I think he needs to be given a choice, given a chance, and at least be able to get the referendum out of the way and go for what the country voted for, and let everybody stop this nonsense and let us all unite together as a country.
I would never unite with you, Jane.
Well, I wouldn't unite with you after calling me thick and gormless and everything else.
Didn't use the word gormless, but that's a good one. That's a good one. I'm going to add that to the list.
You?
Very.
You called me thick.
Very.
Uneducated.
Yep.
You're
right.
Well, I think you're one-sided.
Au contraire.
You are not listening to an argument.
You haven't given one.
Well, there is an argument because
you haven't given one.
We need to get out of this country.
You get out of the country, Jane, if you want. I'm staying in the country. I live here. My house
really?
Is here.
Really? But you don't want to vote for what's right for it,
I'm staying. You want to get out of the country, do you?
Well, you don't want to write. We want to get out of the EU.
Well, you just said you want to get out of the country.
17.4 million people.
You just said you want to get out of the country. Make your mind up.
We want to leave the EU.
But you want to leave the country as well.
Well, we want to leave the EU.
You said you wanted to leave the country.
Are you for real?
No, you literally just said...
Are you really
30 seconds ago that you wanted to leave the country.
You are not normal.
No, I'm not.
Because you are not listening.
I'm listening better than you're speaking. I'm listening better than you're speaking.
You are not. You are not listening.
Oh,
no, you can laugh all you like.
I will
you
laugh.
Know something.
This is, I've had better
you
arguments
will,
about
will,
Europe
but
with
you
my.
Know
I've had.
You are so stupid.
Yep, okay.
You are so stupid
uh-huh.
because you don't listen
yep.
to what the people are saying to
I'm
you.
I'm listening to you. I'm trying to listen to you.
But you haven't, though.
Well, I have.
All you've done is just abuse me.
You've just said you wanted to leave the country.
We want to leave the EU, don't we?
I don't know, because you a minute ago...
Well,
you
that's
said,
what most majority of people
yes,
want to do, isn't
you just
it?
Said you wanted
is
to...
Is it not?
You just said you wanted to leave the country.
You know what I mean.
No,
you want to leave the EU, and I've said that on several times to you through this conversation.
But you also said you wanted to leave the country, Jane.
Well, shouldn't you, really?
I don't want to leave the country. My house is here.
What's your opinion on it, then?
On what?
Would you like to remain or would you like to leave?
In the country. I would like to remain in the country, if that's okay.
Oh, is that what you voted for?
I voted... Every time I vote, it's to remain in the country. Every time...
Did you vote to leave the EU or did you
every time I vote to remain in the country.
So, did you vote to leave the EU or to remain...
Well, now, here's the thing, Jane...
Because what did you vote? What's your vote?
I will tell you, but here's the thing. It's more nuanced than the answer I'm going to give you. I don't know if you know what the word nuanced means.
Go on, yeah.
Do you know what nuanced means?
Oh, go on, you'll tell me.
Well, no, I'm hoping you know.
Well, go on then.
Okay. I'm going to give you the answer to your question...
Yeah, did you vote
you
know, to
I know,
leave
yes.
or remain?
I'm going
to answer. Did you vote for a deal or without a deal? What did you vote for?
We didn't get
on
to
the
vote.
Ballot paper.
We
what
didn't...
did you vote for? Answer the question.
Oh, God, listen to you, Jeremy Paxman.
Answer the question.
Oh,
did you vote leave or remain?
Yes.
with a deal, without a deal.
We weren't asked. We weren't asked. Well, Jane, I don't know. I don't know what.
So did you vote? It was a one thing.
Yeah, but you've just given four options.
Question.
You've given four things.
It was a one. You know what the question was.
I do, but I don't think you do. What was
you
the?
You know what the question was. So what did you do?
Why don't you tell me what the question was?
Did you vote to remain?
Why don't you?
I suppose you voted to remain. Are you Ramona?
I don't know what that
are
means.
Quiet?
I'm 46 years old. I don't.
Really?
Me don't speak your language.
Really?
Yeah.
What? At 76, you don't speak my language.
You're 76, are you, Jane?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I apologise for being so rude to you then.
Well, I wouldn't be if I was you.
No.
You've been rude all night. So, did you vote to remain or did you vote to leave?
My
with
vote.
With a deal or without a deal? What did you do?
We
did
weren't.
You vote to
Jesus.
Remain with a deal or did you vote to leave without a deal?
Have you got grandkids?
That wasn't on the question paper, was it?
You're answering your own. You're having your own conversation now. Have you got grandkids?
Oh, I've got lots of grandchildren.
I'm so sorry for them.
Oh, really? I'm very happy for them because you know something. If we get out of this mess, eventually, we will eventually. Learn to live as a lovely country, be united, move forward, be able to have deals with other countries and not be tied into this mess that we are in today. I was in the common market when it went into the common market.
Oh, so it's your fault?
Oh, so it was my fault, yeah. I was the only one that voted.
So you voted, so it's your fault?
Did you vote to leave or remain? Answer the question.
Why? Why should I answer?
Because you need to.
No, I don't.
Because you've questioned me.
No.
Answer the question.
Don't need to answer anything.
Yes, you do.
I voted.
Did you vote to leave or remain?
Well, here's the thing, Jane.
You're Ramona, aren't you?
No, I'm not, because I don't know what that means, because I'm a grown man. I don't throw around childish...
Ramona.
Okay.
You didn't want to leave the EU, did you?
This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Texts cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
This station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Nigel, Alistair, Paul, stay there. I think we got two gentlemen that want to ride to my defence after the merciless tongue lashing I received from a very, very rude caller who wouldn't let me get a word in edgeways. Tony's phoned up to support me. Good evening, Tony.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Tony.
Hello. Yeah, hello.
Tony, are you on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Be great if you could use your hand.
Right.
Can't hear you very well.
Hello.
Go on, man.
Hello.
I want to hear you. She was out of order, wasn't she, man?
Now, listen, I've just caught the last 5 minutes of that, right? I turned it over. I put the radio station on because I thought it was going to be like the political thing tonight because of the Brexit thing, yeah? I didn't know what I was going to get. And I heard someone on the radio. I just recognised that it was you, yeah? And I couldn't believe the abuse, that you, the way you were talking to that woman. I didn't hear the start of the conversation.
Well, then you missed the integral bit, Tony. If you go back and listen to it and then give us a call back and apologise.
So you know you're being rude to me, ain't you?
No. I'm just saying, you've admitted yourself you didn't hear the full conversation. Go back and listen to it on the website and then you can phone back and apologise to me for the outrageous tone you've taken in this call.
I've taken an outrageous tone, have I?
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Okay.
So do you want to go back and listen to it and then give us a call later?
Maybe, I'll do that, yeah.
Good lad, thank you, Tony. Jason's phoned up because Jason thought the way I was spoken to was awful. Jason, what would you like to say? Don't be too harsh on Jane because she's not here to defend herself.
Am I on now? Can you hear me?
Sorry?
Can you hear me?
Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not on speakerphone, no.
It's very muffled. Is there any way... Jason, Jesus, it's very muffled. We can't hear you very well. Is there anything you could do to get rid of the muffling?
Hold on. Wait 1 second. Maybe I've got the radio on in the background.
It's not that that's doing it. It's just very muffled. But if you've got that on, switch it off.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little bit muffled, but we can make it out. Go on.
Oh, God, you are so arrogant, aren't you? You are really arrogant.
What, because I can't hear you very well?
I listened to your whole conversation. You are fairly rude. You are really so rude. This is the first time I've had to phone up just to tell you how rude you are.
What did
that
I say?
It was lovely. And I listened to our conversation. Why can't you just wind it in?
Jason, tell me what I did that was rude.
Well, you talked to her like it's nothing. You was really rude.
Give me one example. I need an example of where...
You wasn't prepared to listen to her.
I listened to everything. Jason's not prepared to listen to me. He's phoned up to say I'm rude for not listening, and he's not listening. Outrageous. Can you believe these guys?
What he doesn't realise is if you're talking at the same time, Ian can be heard more than you.
Yeah, it's just the way the system works. So, Jason, can you give me an example of what I said that was rude, please, mate?
Can I give you an example? Because every time she said something, you talked over her as you're talking over me, and she gave an opinion. Everyone's allowed to have their opinion.
Am I allowed to have an opinion?
You're allowed to
Well, that's
have an
all
opinion.
I did. Was all I, all I did
be,
was...
You can't be rude to her.
Yes, I can.
Let her have an opinion.
Yes, I can. If she's defending a racist and is being rude to me, I can be rude to her. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, I suppose you can be rude if you want to.
Thank you.
You're on a radio station.
It's free speech, Jace. Just exercising my free speech. It's what our Tommy died for, is for free speech.
I think the thing is, what's your name? I don't even know who you are.
And you call me rude. You phoned up to speak on my radio show and you don't even know my name?
Mate,
how
normally,
rude.
Normally,
how rude are you, Jason? That's rude. I would never phone up a radio show and not know the name of the host.
I'm not listening to Alan in Brazil, to be fair. I just happened to listen to this tonight. So,
unlucky.
I think you're great. But listen, I just want to carry on. I think that the lady had got a point, and you.
What was her point? Because I couldn't work it out.
Well, she's got a point. She's got.
Well, what was it?
She's got an opinion. Well, you know what her opinion was.
No, I don't know what her point was. Her point was that she didn't.
But you wouldn't allow her.
Oh, I did, Jason.
I've listened to you before. I've heard you before, and you won't allow people to speak. You want to talk over people all the time. I think it's great. I think you're fantastic. To be fair. But just allow people to speak and don't be rude to them.
Hey, Jason, when's your radio show on?
Well, would you want me to come and have a radio show with
us? No, not at all. Not at all. But you've not got a radio show. I have. I'll do it the way I've been doing it for the last 15 years. What was her point that I missed then? Because all I heard was the inane... Jason, let me finish.
Mate,
all I heard... Jason, you're talking over me now, Dad, and they can't hear you while we're both talking. All I heard was the inane ramblings of someone defending a racist. What did I miss?
She's not defending... Defending what you're saying, that Boris Johnson is a racist.
Oh, we're not. I'm not having the same argument again.
He's not racist.
He's used racist. He's used race. Well, it's a fact. He's used racist language.
That's your opinion.
No, he's used racist language. That's a fact. Whether he's a racist or not could
Boris
be down
Johnson
to opinion.
We'll take this country forward.
Jason, let's stop. Here's the thing. Jason, your fader's down now. I don't like doing that very often, but your fader's down, so you're not on the air. Here's the thing, right? This isn't Nick Ferrari. This isn't Mike Graham or Julia Hartley Brewer, right? This is a radio show where I will discuss stuff and I will look at things from every which way, but I will not allow you to jump out of conversations and to avoid questions and spout cliches. We need a little bit more than that. So stop spouting the cliches, all right? He has used racist language. That's a fact. Right?
Fact, is it?
Yes, fact, it is.
I don't agree with you.
Pickaninnies, you don't think Pickaninnies is racist?
To be fair, I'm quite an intelligent guy, and I don't even know what that.
Well,
means,
if you were listening to the conversation with Jane, you would have heard me give you the definition of it. As you said, you listened to the whole thing, and you still don't think that Pickaninnies is racist.
And when was he saying this?
Oh. Sorry, I thought you said that he'd never use racist language, but now you don't actually know. He wrote an article and used it in an article.
I don't believe that Boris Johnson is racist.
No. We're honing it down, Jason.
Here
come the cliches. They don't mean anything. We're honing it down. Forget the racist for a second. Would you agree that Pickaninnies, now you know what it means because you listened to me explain it to Jane, is a racist term?
Well, I don't believe that Boris
no,
Johnson
No, 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 answer
racist.
The question. Answer
I
the...
I don't believe that Boris Johnson is
that's,
racist.
That's great. I'm really pleased to hear that, Jason. Can
I
you
think
answer...
He might have said something that might
can,
make him a racist.
Can you
racist,
answer the specific...
I don't believe he's a racist.
Okay, Jason, that's really interesting.
That
take this country forward and... Okay. Okay, that's great. Are you able, Jason, to answer a specific question?
I'm able to answer a question, but...
Well, can you answer it, then? Could you answer it?
What would you say?
Could you
I
answer
believe
it?
That Boris Johnson...
Okay, here come the cliches. Take the country forward. La, 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 la. Great. Okay, we've got that.
La, la, la,
could
la,
you
la,
answer la. The specific question I asked you four times?
Pardon? Say that again.
Jesus, everyone is so thick. You're worse than Jane. Could
I'm
you...
Thick.
You are... Oh, God, you're thick. If you're not thick, you're rude. Which one is it? You're either thick or rude. Which one is it, Jace?
I'm neither.
Okay. Well, in that case, you'll do me the great pleasure of answering the specific question I asked you four times. What was it?
So you're trying to catch me out now. Because I've heard that much. You come out with loads of spiel.
Could you answer the question I've asked you four times?
And ask me again.
Here we go. Would you agree that Pickaninny, a widely recognised racist term of subjugation used towards people of colour, would you agree that that is a racist term?
Now you've told me it's a racist term, then I would agree it's a racist
okay.
term.
Okay, so now you have to ipso facto... Jason's going to take the country it. Forward and no, all of that. Ipso facto...
I don't believe that Boris Johnson is a racist.
Okay.
Under no
ipso facto... So you agree that Pickaninny is a racist term. Ipso facto, you have to agree that Boris Johnson has used a racist term.
He may have well used
no,
a racist
no, no, no.
term. Have you ever said anything that you've regretted?
No, 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 no,
no.
Just
no,
focus
no, no,
on
no, no.
the specifics of the question.
Have you ever said anything
focus
that you might have regretted?
On the specifics of the question.
You're picking people up on specifics.
I like facts and specifics. Here's the thing, Jason. I have used...
If we we all say things that we regret.
Okay, right? That wasn't the question.
And I know that
wasn't the question.
Isn't a racist.
It wasn't the question.
He's the best prime minister we're going to ever have. He's going to leave.
He's been in it for 2 days. He's been in it for 2 days. His brothers quit. His brothers quit his career because of that.
Anything, does it?
Okay. All right, Jason. You're not really up to it, mate. But thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
He's a nice fella.
Here's the thing. This is what happens when you take 2 days off. We got loads of phone calls from people who want to argue about early Brexit. This is Talk Radio.
Kick off your slippers. Don't go to bed. The party is just starting. You can sleep when you're dead. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have 2 nights off. The show goes to shit. Thanks, whoever filled in for us. We went, Kath and I had a great night off last night. We went to see Clinton Baptiste.
We did.
Live in Luton. Go and see him on tour. He is funny. There's so many bits.
So talented. Yes. He talks to the spirits.
Oh, yes.
And, well, I don't want to spoil it for you, so I won't, but...
The spirits entered him live on stage.
He did get entered several times.
Some show. Clinton Baptiste. We're trying to get him on at some point. Some show. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. you ready for some more?
I mean, do we have to?
Do we have to drop the hashtag we don't do Brexit? Because it sounds like we're doing Brexit. Jesus. Let's go to... good evening, Tony.
Hello.
Hello, Tony.
Yeah, hello.
Are you on speakerphone, mate?
No, I've turned it off.
Good lad. What you got for us, Tony?
Stop you getting on your high hold straight away.
Oh, I live on a high horse. I sleep on it.
Yeah, I know you do. Listen, I don't know whether you're having a bit of a bad day today, yeah? But if you are, you shouldn't be on a radio station trying to antagonise people, yeah? Because you wouldn't talk to people like that in the street. Because if you spoke to me like that in the street today, I'd lay you on your back straight away, I'm telling you. You're arrogant, yeah? Stop it. Stop being arrogant. Go back to the person that you normally are on a radio station. And I enjoy listening to. I don't know what it is about you tonight. You're having a bit of a bad one.
What's my name?
Lay off it, yeah?
What's my name?
What do you mean, what's your name?
What's my name?
Oh.
Do you know my name?
Do you know what?
Do you know my name?
Do you know what?
Do you know my... You've said you've listened to the show. You've said you've listened to the show before and you're a big fan. What's my name? Yeah.
Ian Lee.
There we go. All right, he's listened. Great. Don't speak to me like that. Don't phone me up. Don't threaten violence thinking you're the biggest. Shut your face. Shut your face. Do you think you're the tough man phoning up, threatening violence? They can't hear you, Tony, because I don't allow violent thugs to come on my show and think you solve an argument by threatening violence. Oh, you're a tough man. Oh, you've got a deep, gravelly voice. Oh, you're going to punch me and knock me on my back. That shit doesn't wash with me, Tony. I like intelligent conversation. I like debate. I like a little bit of fun. Idiots that phone up and threaten violence do not get on my show. I am trying to create a better world. Yeah, put the phone down, boy. I am trying to create a better world where violence as a way to solve an argument. You absolute lunatic. You pudding. Stop listening to this. This isn't for you. This is for intelligent, artistic people. The best you can do is, I'm going to lay you out on your back. I'll grow up, mate. You're lucky I don't send that recording to the police. That's an actual threat of physical violence. You're so lucky. That I don't send that clip to the police. And if I do get attacked by anyone, they're going to be knocking on your door because we've got your phone number. You've threatened to lay me out. So if anyone does attack me, that's it, mate. You're in trouble. Grow up. We're not 12. We're better than that, right? We don't threaten physical violence. You want to have an argument? You want to tell me you disagree with me? Beautiful. That's fine. I'll listen. But I'm not going to listen to you threatening to lay me out, you absolute pudding. Let's go to Des. Good evening, Des.
Good evening. Oh, whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
I don't...
Whoa.
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 Whoa there.
The wolf pack is out tonight.
Isn't it?
The far right, these little Englanders, these nutcases. I should try and be charitable. Some of them have probably got sad and lonely lives and they're just sounding off at you, and you have been the icon, the anti-icon.
The anti-icon, you know? I like that. I'm the anti-icon.
Yeah. But it's not good, it's not good. I mean, they're talking over... This is... I think this Brexit... I'm not going to go into the politics of it. I've got my views, just like you have, and that's not for the show, as some of these idiots don't recognise, you know. Mm. But they're just threatening violence, though. I'm just... It's that pitch again. It's people turning this pitch up when you speak truths, when you're speaking truths, you know what I mean? And probably a little bit of the vino. I think poor Jane, the lady at the beginning.
Yeah, you know, so it's all Jane's fault. We need to send Jane back. We need to close the borders to Jane's. not the Indian religious group.
Country. She wants to remain in this country, so she'll be all right then, won't she?
She'll be all right. Des, thank you very much for your kind words. Let's go to Kathy. Good evening, Kathy.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. I'm just a bit concerned that as you've not been here for 2 days, what the hell has happened to the IQ of the listeners?
Hasn't it seemed to have dropped dramatically? I would have thought if we'd have been away a week, like it was looking like at one point, then, yeah, you maybe expect that. But 2 days, Catherine?
I don't think there are people.
No.
I can't do with this. I can't do it. I don't even know how to say words properly. We're leaving the country. I thought it was about the EU.
Here's my thing. Let me, in case you missed it the other day, Kathy, here's the thing. It's only the second time I've said it on radio, and the first time I said it was because someone asked me, right? This is what I think about Brexit. Yes, I voted to remain. Yes, I don't think it's a great idea for the country. I suspect we'll be worse off if we leave. But I think we should probably leave because that's what people voted for, and I'm a fan of democracy. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. So everyone shouting at me for being a Ramoner and I voted to remain. Yeah, that's why I wanted to answer Jane's question with some caveats that saying yes, how I voted 3 years ago is almost irrelevant to what I'm not irrelevant actually, but it's more important what I'm thinking now. And I'm thinking, yeah, we should probably leave, even though I suspect we will all be a little bit worse off. But no one lets you explain these nuances, Kathy.
No, I mean, like, okay, I want to remain too, but we voted and thought it's with such a narrow margin as well.
Yeah.
But it's what we voted for, so if we're going to do it, let's get on and do it. But this woman seemed to believe there was four or five options on the ballot
Apparently
paper.
So.
I only had two.
I must have had one of the different ballot papers, because I only saw two as well. I listen, and this is the problem, and we've talked about this on the show. Everyone is getting so angry. I mean, the guy threatening to punch me? That's insane.
They're all reading a specific newspaper, I think, because it's just absolutely ludicrous.
Kathy, thank you very much for moving on, because I just want to get one more call in before we go to the news.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Everyone just stay calm, because this next call could be a little bit feisty. Oh, let's just go to it. Jane's called back. Good evening, Jane.
Good evening.
What would you like to say?
Well, I was just seeing if you were prepared to apologise for calling me Beck and uneducated and everything else, really.
It's a little bit muffled. I'm struggling to hear you, and I'd like to hear you. I don't know if you're doing anything different with the phone.
Well, no, I can hear you clearly.
No, I know you can hear me. We're struggling to hear you slightly.
Well, can you hear me now?
That's better, yeah. Whatever you did, keep doing that. Sorry, what did you say? We couldn't quite make out what you said.
Oh, well, you'll hear it this time. I'd like an apology for calling me stupid, ignorant, uneducated. And I'd like an apology, really. The more I've sat and thought about what you said...
Mm.
I think that you're very out of order, really, because I was defending Boris Johnson in my right.
Mm-hmm, it's your right to do, yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You called me stupid.
Yes, I did.
Uneducated.
That's correct.
And sick. And to be honest, I disagree with that, and I've taken it very personally, and I would like an apology, a personal apology from you.
Okay, Jane.
Well, I'm highly educated.
Okay.
I'm not a stupid person.
What university did you go to?
I don't need to go to I went to the University of Life, but okay. I was privately educated as a youngster.
Okay. Well, Jane,
I went to private education until I went to secondary school, okay. And it was my choice to come out of private education.
Jane, well, Jane,
they couldn't offer me what I wanted to do in my future.
Okay. Jane,
but I do have a degree, and I do have a city and girls in community care care about the people in the community.
Jane, I am very sorry, but I'm not going to give you an apology for those things.
Well, I think you ought to, because I'm not fit, I'm not stupid.
I disagree.
I have an opinion.
You have an opinion, but it's born out of ignorance. Your opinion is born out of ignorance.
Well, I'm sorry. I disagree.
I accept your apology. I'm glad you've apologised. Thank you.
You need to apologise to me.
Jane, I accept your apology. Thank you.
Well, you need to apologise to me.
Well, no, I'm not going to.
I think you did at the beginning of the conversation, did you not?
No, I didn't.
Yes, I think you said you were sorry for something.
Jane, here's one thing that they didn't teach you at whatever school it was you went to. They didn't teach you listening.
Well, you're not listening either, are you?
Pardon?
I said you're not listening either, are you?
Pardon?
That's why you've got a pardon.
Pardon?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. All right, Jane.
So what? So the thing is, at the end of the day, you must not be abusive to people when they call you.
Yes, I can be.
You must have a right to abuse people like that.
Here's that. Here's the thing. I'm not going to be abusive to black people by calling them pickaninnies. I'm not going to be abusive to people of colour by defending people who call them pickaninnies. Yeah, you can phone up. You've got your free speech. It doesn't really exist. It's a myth. I got mine.
Bully.
She's still going, not listening to a word we're saying.
You're a total bully. And you know something, you're not even listening now, even after I've rang you to try and sort this problem out.
Jane, it's nice to talk to you. Thanks for your second call. I suggest go to bed, OK?
Well, I suggest that you give your job up.
Well, I'm not going to do that. She's put the phone down. There we go.
Moonlit musings for mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.